Good morning, everyone. Happy to be back here again on behalf of the Insight Meditation Society and this month of online teachings through the Forest Refuge. So we'll do some meditation together in a few moments. And I wanted to bring back a quote from last week that we started with from Georgia O'Keeffe, who said, "Still, in a way, nobody sees a flower, really. It's so small. We haven't time, and to see takes time, like to have a friend takes time." And so last week, with me and with Caroline, we explored some of the qualities we can cultivate and bring to our practice and our life, and this quality of friendship, of warmth and kindness. And Caroline expanded that to include the other qualities of a mature heart, of compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity or balance. Today, I want to focus on we haven't time, and to see takes time. So what Georgia O'Keeffe is talking about there to me is a sense of patience and a quality of willingness to allow things to unfold, to be with that flower and just wait and observe it until we actually start to see clearly. Tanisiro Bhikkhu Tanjef from Wat Metta down in Southern California, he says, "Good things always take time. The trees with the most solid heartwood are the ones that take the longest to grow." So there can be this way with our meditation practice or our spiritual practice where we feel a level of impatience. Am I making progress? How's it going? When am I going to feel more calm? In our own lives, there can be a quality of pressure, busyness, this sort of incessant activity, not just of the body, not just doing things, but of the mind. And there's a way that when we come to our meditation practice, the momentum and the churn of that inner activity can continue and start to influence even the way we practice. So that as we are, say, with the breath or a sound or the body, We may have become so used to always moving to the next thing, always waiting or reaching for what's going to happen, to finish something, to move on, to complete a task, that we don't actually fully stop. Or may not even recognize we have not slowed down enough to really be with our experience. And so this is what I want to explore in our meditation this morning and tomorrow morning on Tuesday with my talk. So let's sit together a little bit and I'll offer a little bit of guidance and some suggestions on shifting gears and picking up this tone or this quality of patience, of allowing, which is not a forced quality. It's not a tension like I need to be patient and wait, but rather a relaxation and an allowing. So if you haven't already, I invite you to find a comfortable posture. And as you probably know, you can sit, you can stand, you can lie down for formal meditation practice. Any of the four postures, including walking, are recommended. And for this practice, I recommend the body being still. And maybe just checking in with your body. You can roll your neck or your shoulders. If you're sitting or standing, it can be helpful to just kind of lean to one side, letting the spine bend or arc, feeling the vertebrae how they're flexible, how there can be more space between them. They can contract or expand, just opening up the spine, the neck. And making some little circles, imagining you had a pencil at the crown of your head pointing to the ceiling, and you're just going to trace a circle with the top of your head. So kind of rotating the axis of the spine around and allowing those circles to become smaller and smaller and smaller as you find the center, this place of balance in gravity. Seeing if you can relax your face, letting the forehead, the eyebrows, and the eyes be soft. Letting your jaw relax, maybe your teeth part just slightly. Allowing your tongue in the mouth to be relaxed. Letting your whole face be soft and open. Seeing if you can let that relaxation spread over your scalp, the sides and back of your head, down through your neck and throat, letting the breath move freely and easily through the throat. Imagining that the elbows were getting heavy, so the shoulders soften and relax down. Scanning down through your arms, the forearms and into the hands. Feeling any sensations in your hands. Letting all of the muscles, tendons and bones in your hands be completely and totally relaxed. Relaxing your torso, the upper chest, abdomen and belly, just scanning your attention through, seeing if there can be any softening or releasing, first on the surface and then deeper in the muscles and viscera, feeling the ribs and side body, sensing your back, the upper, middle and lower back, all the way down into your hips and pelvis. Feeling the support of the ground there. Really noticing the pressure, the contact. Seeing if you can start to give your weight to the earth, just letting go, settling down. Imagining that the pelvic floor could relax any tension there in your gut, your psoas, your hips, could ease ever so slightly. Letting your attention flow down through your legs. Down through the knees, into the lower legs, all the way down into your feet. And feeling the whole body resting on the earth. As Bhikkhu Anālayo likes to say, allowing the mind to rest in the body, just as the body rests on the earth. And so for right now, what if there were nothing to do? Nowhere to go? Nothing to get or have or figure out? So inviting an awareness of the absence of pressure, demand, intrusion. And feeling the openness of the space around you, how the space is not pressing on you, it's not asking anything of you. It's just open, allowing. And the sense of giving yourself time. Everything else can wait. For right now, what if our only job were just to be here? Just to allow whatever momentum and energy and feelings are present in the mind or body to be here. And as you sit in this very simple, quiet way, you might notice the presence of your anchor, whether that's the breath, the body, or sound. Greeting your anchor like an old friend. Good morning. Hello. Hello, my friend. How are you today? And just needing it. Without needing something back. Giving yourself time, allowing yourself to sense the space around you, open, inviting, unobstructed, non-intrusive. And allowing yourself to receive the experience of this moment, breathing in, allowing an in-breath to arise. Letting it fill you, reach its apex. And then turn and soften into an out-breath. As you sit, you may become aware of any quality of restlessness, agitation, a kind of busyness, a pressure in the mind or the heart, pushing forward, leaning in, scattering, tracking, searching. What if you didn't need to do anything about that? What if right now your only responsibility was to hold a space of awareness, of presence with that very energy, that very agitation, and allow it to be here with patience, with kindness. To be patient means to allow ourselves to experience impatience. To have enough clarity. To have enough clarity of our intention. To have enough connection with a sense of groundedness or space, to simply allow anything and everything to appear, be known, and in its own time to disappear. So staying with the simplicity and the steadiness of your anchor, that rising, falling of the breath, the gentle ambient coming and going of sound, or not so gentle, depending on your environment, the various sensations of the body, whichever anchor you're using. And as you begin to feel some steadiness, some collectedness, allowing yourself to let go of the anchor and just be present with whatever wants to be known. A sound, a sensation, a thought or image. one moment at a time, giving up the struggle, putting down the fight, the reaching, the scampering, the searching. Like a vast open lake. Your attention, like the shore, the edge of that lake, receiving patiently, steadily, whatever wants to be known. And if you get lost, distracted, coming back with kindness, the gentleness of a friend returning to your anchor. This sense of non-desire, non-becoming. And the patience to allow each moment of life to unfold in its own time. Notice the quality of your mind and heart when a distraction arises. So that moment of noticing, is there an agitation or an impatience, some sense of reprimand, a tightening or contracting? And then can you bring this patient, open attention to even that? And we just meet whatever arises. And it's the quality of intention, the qualities with which we meet experience, that transforms the heart. that turns the key to our own liberation, not in controlling what happens, not in getting everything to line up the way we want it to be. That's futile. It's in learning how to be with life, in a steady, loving, and clear way that releases the heart. And then whatever arises, whatever comes, fear, pain, delight, joy, wonder, or grief, we have the unshakable steadiness and confidence inside to meet it with patience and understanding. And so as you move through your day today, I invite you to explore this quality of patience. Of giving yourself the space and the time to be exactly where you are with the truth of whatever's happening. If the heart's racing, if the mind's agitated, if you feel afraid, contracted, how would it be to give yourself the time and the space to just be as you are? Thank you so much for your practice and for joining me this morning. Hope you have a good day and see you here tomorrow morning, Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 East Coast for a talk. Take care out there.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.